Mike Jarzik is an award-winning producer, audio engineer, and musician, having more than 25 years of experience in audio production as a recording musician and audiobook producer. For the past several years, Mike has been the executive producer for Audible.com, the leading producer of spoken word entertainment. He's produced hundreds of audiobooks, dozens of which have been nominated for Audio Awards and Earphone Awards. His audiobook with Woody Allen received a Grammy nomination for Best Spoken Word Project in 2010. Welcome, Mike. Thanks for stopping by the Book Report today.
Oh, well, thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
All right. I think our listeners believe that all audiobooks are produced by the big publishing houses. So what sorts of titles does Audible produce?
Well, that's a great question. Audible at one time was basically a digital bookstore, and then they wanted to create more content, and they just weren't getting enough of it. So they decided to become a producer of audiobooks as well. And that being said, we are the largest producer of audiobooks right now, and we produce all kinds of audiobooks, all the different genres you can think of, sci-fi, from sci-fi to romance, and everything in between.
Tell us a minute about how you got into the industry.
Well, you know, it's the old story of an old studio rat like myself. I was the chief engineer for Viacom at one of their satellite studios up in Stamford, Connecticut, for about 7 years in the mid-90s. Early 90s, I should say. And a friend of a friend got a job at Talking Books, which was the commercial arm of the American Foundation for the Blind in Manhattan when they were at 11 Penn Plaza. Unfortunately, now they're no longer. And said, you know, you have a knack for the spoken word thing, recording this. We did a lot of VOs and things like that and directing them and that kind of thing. And once I did one session, I fell in love with the whole process, the actors, everything about doing an audiobook. And I was there as a freelancer for a long, long time. And then Audible decided that they wanted to become a producer of audiobooks and set up a studio. And another friend said, "Well, you should hire Mike to run those studios." And that's it. And I've been here for 8 years at Audible.
All right. Well, those of us who love audiobooks know that narrators can make or break a title. For example, there's been a huge flap about the narration of 50 Shades of Grey. So tell us a little about the process of selecting a narrator.
Well, you know, here at Audible, there's many ways you could do that. There's casting directors and producers. Here at Audible, as the executive producer, I have, and graciously, Audible allows me creative control of casting and hiring of the narrators and such. I have two producers that also work for me because of the volume, certainly, that we do here, that they also cast the book. So we act as producers and casting directors. Now, that it's a skill in itself, and we look at every book and try to match the right book with just the perfect narrator. And it is a craft in itself. You have to have a great knowledge of your talent pool, and you have to really love to read, and you have to love the spoken word and the acting job that is.
Mm. So what happens when an author wants to perform their own work and they're, shall we say, a better writer than a narrator?
yeah, that's the old joke in the industry, isn't it? But, you know, that being said, I mean, I think, you know, and I'm all about the authors, too. I think, you know, they sit there and they pore over their words, every word. Now, they're not actors. And I think that the people that are purchasing the books on Audible for download by an author know that. And they're not looking for a performance. They're looking for that person to speak, you know, to narrate his words to them or her words to them. And I think in a genre like business, for instance, there's great value in having someone, you know, who wrote the book give you that information. I think there's great value in that.
One question I've had, because I have a lot of friends who have self-published, how would an author who is self-published go about getting an audio recording of their book and getting on Audible?
Well, there's a great new site that we've launched called ACX, and it's the Audiobook Creation Exchange, and that is a way for rights holders. So if your friend has, as an author, has the rights to the book, the audio rights, they can meet up with a producer in this marketplace online and get the book produced in audio and up onto Audible. And Audible is basically the facilitator of that, and it's been a great success.
Wow, that's huge. Tell us again where someone could get information on that.
Yeah, if you go to acx.com, you'll everything. There are FAQs. There's all information about it. It's been a big success, and I highly recommend everyone check that out who's interested in doing something like that.
Wow. All right. Tell us, I was talking with Steve, my fabulous producer over there. How long does it actually take to record a book, and then talk about the editing process?
Sure. Well, it varies by production house. But at Audible, the rule of thumb is it's a 2-to-1 ratio. So for every 2 hours in the studio yields 1 hour of audio. And that's how we base a lot of the budgeting on what we do. So a 10-hour book, when it's all said and done, when it's edited and such, takes 20 hours to record in the studio. The editing process, we allow 3-to-1. We do what's called a punch record. So it's basically every mistake is kind of captured, corrected in the studio by having the engineer stop, play back a little bit, and the person picks up where the mistake was. So you're basically giving the editor a very, very clean record. Normally, we get books done very quickly. A book can be completed, depending on the length, as fast as a week and as long as 3 weeks, depending on the length of the book, totally in the store and done, as we say.
Yeah. And, how many hours a day would the narrator be performing the work?
Right. At Audible, and there are places that have different, but here at Audible, we have two shifts that run 7 days a week. We have 6 studios. They run 2 shifts 7 days a week. The shifts consist of 6 hours a shift. So it's usually like 10 to 4, and then the next one starts 4:30 to 10 or 11. And so they're in the studio a good 6 hours. They take breaks, lunch, all that kind of thing.
Ah, that seems like that's a lot of recording in a day, but I guess they're used to it. They're professionals. Where do you see the future of the audiobook industry heading towards?
Well, it's definitely a growing market. I think that, certainly downloads are trending. CDs are going away, in my opinion. A lot of it is, a lot of the CD market now is our libraries and such. But I think it's a very bright future. It's one of the fastest growing facets of the acting community, for sure. I mean, we have an outreach program now with some of the top acting schools in the country. We teach workshops there. I've taught at Stella Adler and Juilliard, and we're getting fantastic young actors interested in this form of acting, and it's potentially quite lucrative for certain people. And I just see it as a very, very bright future for audiobooks.
And can you share a story about when you were working with a celebrity that we might know recording a book?
We recently recorded Thérèse Raquin by Emma Zola with Kate Winslet, and it was one of the best experiences I've ever had in the studio. Kate is very, very down to earth, and has quite a potty mouth, but in a good way. And she takes pride in it, and she's very, very smart. We had a great time. She was extremely knowledgeable about the book itself. She's read it many times, and developed the characters. It was a very, very very good experience and quite a creative boost to me. And I really enjoyed working with her.
Well, Mike, this is really a fascinating look into an industry that we all love when we tune into this program. So thanks so much for spending time with us today.
Oh, you're very welcome. Anytime. Thank you so much.
All righty. Bye.
Bye-bye.